This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. This will be our last session this week and on Perek Beis, because we hope to complete Perek Beis today. So the Chafetz Chaim yesterday provided two reasons for the length of the Golos. Number one, just like when Avraham Avinu was promised by the Bris Ben HaBesarim that the fourth generation would return, but not before, Ki Lo Shileim Avoin Hu Amiri Ad Hena, so too, in the end of days, the Avera of the nations of the world is not complete until it's complete. And since this is last chance, in other words, they're never coming back to the land that Hashem removes them from, so their sin really has to be complete. And secondly, all the tikkunim that need to be accomplished be accomplished before the Geula comes. But says the Chafetz Chaim, "Aval chalila v'chalila lanu l'esyoish al yidei ho'ichar." Heaven forbid to slacken off and to give up hope and to throw in the towel. V'frat shehanavi higid lanu me'roish al ho'ichar. Especially, the Navi told us from the beginning about the delay. The Navi in Chavakuk says, "Ki afim yismama chakela." Even if it delayed, wait for it. Kivoy yavoy, it will surely come. V'goymer. V'chalila lo yipol midivrei Hashem davar, and heaven forbid, nothing will be missing, nothing will fall from the words of Hashem. Whatever Hashem said, nothing will fall short. U'chamayshanu oimrim ba'brachos shekavu lanu achar ha'haftara. Like we say in the brachas that were enacted after the haftara, v'davar echad midvarecha achar lo yashav reikam. And one word from your words back will not be returned empty-handed. Meaning not one thing Hashem promised will ever be turned back empty-handed. Every detail will come true. Especially when it comes to this great principle of the coming of Mashiach. Shekal hanaviyim malei amiza. All the prophets are full of this. V'chol rabbeisenu balei hashas malei amiza. And all of our rabbis, the masters of Shas, are full of this. V'hu ikar v'yisoid emunas Yisrael. And it is the main foundational principle of the Jewish people. V'anu oimrim zeh b'bracha rishayna. We mention it in the very first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. In the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, we say, U'mevi goyel levnei v'nehem. And he brings redemption to their children's children, to the children of the Avos. U'v'frad kehayom. And especially today, Lefi matzav Yisrael, according to the situation of the Jewish people, shehigia ad la'afar, that has reached the dust, ba'avnoseinu harabim, hein begufam, whether physically, hein benavsham, spiritually, chamay sha'amar ha'kasav, like the pasuk says, shacha la'afar nafshenu, our souls are bowed down to the ground. We've physically reached a boiling point. We've spiritually reached the end point. Hainu nafshem shel Yisrael, the soul of the Jewish people. Kayadua matzav hador hatzar, as it is known, the situation of the young generation, of this, our generation. Dovka la'aretz bitneinu. Our stomachs cling to the earth. Our stomach is stuck to the ground. So shacha la'afar nafshenu refers to the soul of the Jewish people. Davka la'aretz b'neinu hainu gufam shel Yisrael, the body of the Jewish people. Bevadei oleinu la'amayit hachin. Certainly, we need to stand prepared. U'lechakos li'Yeshua, and await the Yeshua. That means at all times, we need to be prepared for the Mashiach to come. Which means throughout the day, a person should say, Ribbono Shel'olam, I'm doing tshuva now, and I'm preparing myself, awaiting the Yeshua. The Chulshayin HaKosav Anah, like the Lashon of the above-mentioned Pasuk, Chak Eloi, wait for him. What does it mean, wait for him? Stand on the corner and do nothing all day? Wait for him means you need to be prepared. Wait for him means you need to be ready. Dahainu Shetzach Lamoid Muchan, you need to stand ready. K'may Sha'oimeidu Mechak Al Isha Yavai, like you're standing and waiting for someone to come. So that's the type of attitude and preparation and feel that we should have. We're waiting for Mashiach like we're waiting for someone to come. Umi be'ez kazois yodea. And who at such a time knows? Because maybe Ulai kfar oimer acher kaslini, he's right outside the wall. Maybe he's right there. He's just a short distance away. Va'ashrei lemi she'enu mesyosh melechakas agula. Fortunate is someone who does not give up hope from awaiting the redemption. V'noisein lev al atzmai. And he takes it to heart regarding himself, Uvanav, and his children. Laharbois Torah mitzvahs, to increase his learning, to increase his mitzvahs. Shalai tasigenu busha la'esahi, not to achieve, not to be gripping with embarrassment at that time. Meaning to always be in a state where a person is full of Torah mitzvahs. Kirak ba'olam ha. So you say, what do you mean? Who's going to know when Mashiach comes how much Torah I learned? How many mitzvahs I did? Will anybody know? The answer is everyone will know. It's only in our existence now that it's not clear. Kirak ba'olam hazeh shadam alalayla. It's only in this world, which is like the night, hakol mechusa, everything is covered. V'lay nikert tzadik lefnei rasha, and it's hard to distinguish the righteous from the wicked. Aval oz yiskala hakol, but then everything will be revealed. V'chidi'isa b'targum koyhelas ala pasuk, like we find in the targum on the pasuk, soif davar hakol nishma. In the end of the matter, everything will be heard. Which means, the targum translates it, kol oivdei b'nei alma avidin di'isparsaman. All the actions of man are destined to be publicized. The targum is kol maaseh b'nei ha'olam. All the actions of man asidim lehisparsem are destined to be publicized. V'chol echad yiskabed, and everyone will be honored, l'fi ha'torah v'hamitzvah sheyesh b'yadai, in accordance with the Torah that they learned, with the mitzvahs that they did. Chamash Amar HaKasav, like the Pasuk says, Alo Eisahi, on that time, Vishavtem Uriisem, and you will come and you will see Bein Oivir Elekim La'ashar La'yavadai. And this was explained at length earlier in Perek Aleph, that when Mashiach comes, there'll be a time where it will be apparent. You'll be able to look at people's faces and you'll be able to tell, well, this person learned one mesechta, that person knew two mesechtas, this person was oisek in a few mitzvahs, that person was oisek in more mitzvahs. So always prepare yourself in tshuva, in limud Torah, in masim toivim. Let not a day go by where a person doesn't say, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm learning today, I'm doing mitzvahs today, I'm doing tshuva today, I am preparing myself because I know it could come at any moment. We have to be oimed muchan, standing ready for the imminent arrival of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So, those are the first two prakim. Bezus Hashem, hopefully next week we could begin the third parak. Thank you everybody for joining. Bracha v'hatzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.